Do you suffer from numbness, tingling, burning, or pain in your feet and legs? It could be caused by something as simple and common as a vitamin B1 deficiency. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a solution for low B1, Zobria, by Oshare Health. Zobria is a safe, effective, and clinically proven nutritional supplement containing a high-potency bioactive form of vitamin B1, which has been shown to reverse symptoms caused by low B1 with no side effects. Low B1 causes your nerve cells in your feet and legs to stop functioning properly, may also contribute to forgetfulness, loss of mental focus, fatigue, and loss of appetite. Restoring proper B1 levels has been shown to reverse these symptoms. You can get Zobria now with new lower pricing, risk-free, by going to ZOBRIA.com or by calling 1-855-ZOBRIA-8. That's Zobria.com or 1-855-962-7428. Get 20% off the new lower price with coupon code Hoffman at checkout plus free shipping. Zobria.com. Vitamin B1 perfected.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 gets you into the doctor's office, and you can pose a question or share a comment. Lots going on the health front. I'm glad to be back after a week's hiatus celebrating Thanksgiving. I hope that you enjoyed Thanksgiving, a safe one and a healthy one with you and your friends and family. And whatever you managed to do, here we are. We've got lots to talk about this weekend, and it was just over Thanksgiving that we learned a new word in our lexicon, and that word is Omicron. Omicron refers to a Greek letter that's a designation for a new variant of COVID that is kind of ominous because it's got lots of mutations. And when there are lots of mutations, it suggests that there may be a mismatch between natural immunity and perhaps vaccine-acquired immunity. And okay, we're off to the races with all kinds of concerns and new lockdowns and travel restrictions and mandates and urging us to hurry up and get boosters. So what's the deal with Omicron? 877-726-8255, our number. Lots to talk about. We'll talk a little bit about the entry into the senatorial race in Pennsylvania of a familiar figure, Dr. Mehmet Oz. I know him well, and I have some things to say about that. Also, the AMA goes woke. They issued new guidelines on how to communicate with patients. And it's some pretty amazing stuff in there. I'll share that with you later. Also, Einstein versus Fauci. What would Einstein be saying if he were alive today? 877-726-8255. And Omicron is all the rage these days because there's some disturbing information that past COVID infection may not fend off the Omicron variant. South African scientists are warning that reinfections among people who've already battled COVID-19 appear to be more likely with the new Omicron variant than with earlier coronavirus mutants. And we went from, okay, there's some cases in South Africa, to there's some cases in Europe, to now there are cases in sporadic outbreaks across the United States. And with the Delta variant appeared sometime earlier this year, and it quickly outcompeted previous versions of the coronavirus. And it became the predominant strain because it's highly transmissible. Well, we're saying Omicron may be even more transmissible. The question is whether Omicron can kill people or hospitalize them. And I have some things to say about that because generally, as pandemics progress, there's a tendency for pathogens to get less virulent That's a fancy word that means how severe is the illness that they can cause. And so the RNA of the virus, very limited, and it can jazz up the transmissibility, but perhaps at the expense of the virulence. And besides, what good is a virus that kills a lot of people because it's not helpful for the spread? You want the people to stay alive, be able to re-catch the virus. That's a success story for a virus. You've had it once, perhaps in early 2020, and then you can catch it again in 2022. That's a success story. That's an evolutionary adaptation. And if you're dead, you're not around to catch it again. It's all about staying alive, like the song goes, for the virus. So the researchers in South Africa say that these findings are preliminary. They haven't yet undergone scientific review. But there's a suggestion that with Omicron, even if you've had COVID and you have natural immunity, you may be able to catch it again. The question remains, how serious will be the infections that people get when they catch it again? And also, when it comes to the vaccine that they've been hectoring everybody to get, here's a typical story, headline, cardiologist positive for Omicron after London conference. Cardiologist from Israel has tested positive for the Omicron variant of COVID-19 after attending a medical conference in London. So what's the deal with this guy? Is this guy a refusenik? Has he not taken the vaccine? No. He's from Israel. And in Israel, they're all about boosters. He says, he posted this on Twitter, what a mess. Came back from a conference in London with a mask and three Pfizer vaccines. I still managed to get Omicron. Dr. Mayor, who is 45, has received three doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, and he believes he was infected during his trip to London. The only reasonable explanation, he says, is that I got infected on the last day of the meeting, maybe at the airport, maybe at the meeting, and now he's got Omicron. But the good news is that he has very mild symptoms. He says he's already feeling better. And so the question is, you know, for people who are contemplating boosters, now they're saying, well, get your booster because it's going to protect you from this new variant. We don't know that yet. It may well offer some degree of protection, maybe not complete shielding because the variant is different. But it sure calls for development of more targeted vaccines. And that's something that Moderna and Pfizer people are racing to accomplish. They don't know yet whether Omicron is going to outcompete Delta. It may just be a flash in the pan, or in a couple of months' time, it may be the predominant strain that's getting people sick. But in any case, they're targeting the mRNA platform to tackle the new mutations that the Omicron version of the virus has. And so it's kind of like, you know, if you're contemplating a booster now, well, it's kind of like going to buy a car this time of year, you know, 2021 models on the lot. But you may want to look forward to the 2022 models when they come out, because what's the point of getting an old model? And it matters even more when it comes to booster vaccines, because the vaccine that you take with the present technology may not meet the challenge of the new virus. So there's a lot of questions unresolved. And oh, for doomsayers about Omicron, kind of keep your powder dry, because we don't yet know whether the Omicron is perhaps milder than the Delta variant, less likely to cause hospitalization and death. And some people say that it may even be a good thing that a less virulent version of the virus that circulates widely and is very transmissible and even evades natural immunity and vaccine protection may offer people what's called hybrid immunity. That means they've got natural immunity on top of vaccination and a previous infection that could really bring an end to the pandemic. the natural way, the way that usually pandemics eventually vanish. 877-726-8255, our number. We want to hear from you. Perhaps you've got a lot of questions about COVID or Omicron or maybe on another subject. You can call us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. You can call us during the program, or you can call us anytime, 24/7, 365, and you can record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Yes. Hi, Dr. Hoffman. My name is Yvonne. Yeah, I've been suffering since about the 1st of November with a pinched nerve between C6 and 7. Very painful down around my left shoulder, down the arm and forearm, into my hand, up to the end of my middle finger. So the chiropractor believes he knows for certain that's what it is. But after several treatments from him, I'm not getting any improvement. I go almost every day to him. So he has said, okay, next thing we need to do is an MRI. In the meantime, I'm just suffering. And is there anything I can be doing? And what should I expect happen after this MRI? Are they thinking drastic measures like surgery, or what other options do you think I might have? Thank you.
Okay, Yvonne, you know, sorry to hear that you have a pain in the neck. Well, actually, it's worse than that, because when you have a compression of one of the nerves that comes out of your cervical spine, that's the upper part of your spine that corresponds to the section that we can see, you know, above the chest, you have referred pain. That's because the spinal nerves go down and innervate the arm and the hand and even the fingers. And so it's typical that pinched nerves in the neck can cause referred pain like you're experiencing. And chiropractic is often helpful, but there may be something more serious going on, a real serious impingement, and that's what the MRI is designed to see. And if they find that that's the case, and if you're not better, because sometimes these things are just time-restricted, they tend to go away gradually in and of themselves. But if you're stuck with pain and there is a compressed nerve, the first step is not necessarily surgery. They may want to try and do what's called an epidural injection, which is an injection of steroid medicine right into the area where there may be some swelling, some disc compression of the nerve. And that'll cause the disc to shrink a little bit and alleviate the pressure on the nerve. And if that doesn't work and you're in chronic pain, well, then you do possibly become a candidate for surgery. But I think that those are the ordinary steps that would be undertaken there. You can take natural things for pain. Things that are helpful for nerve pain include vitamin B1. We talk about Zobria on this program. But if there's a seriously pinched nerve, that may only partially alleviate the discomfort. We talk about CBD for pain, but that may just take the edge off the pain and not eliminate the cause. Sometimes spinal surgery can be avoided by taking high doses of fish oil. That's been demonstrated in some studies. Let's see what the MRI shows. Maybe a candidate for the least invasive option. I mean, it's a little invasive because they got to stick a needle into your spinal cord, in your spinal column, not into your spinal cord, hopefully, to alleviate the pressure. And that may do the trick for you. 877-726-8255, our number. And this week, in a surprise announcement, Dr. Mehmet Oz has decided that he's going to call it quits on his TV program and run for the Senate. That's going to happen in Pennsylvania. I know that he resides in New Jersey, and he records his program in New York. So he seems kind of like a New Yorker, but he has roots and origins in Pennsylvania. And besides, there's an opportunity there in Pennsylvania because the current senator, Senator Toomey, is retiring, leaving a void on the Republican side. And Dr. Oz could just step right in. So this is going to cause a lot of controversy because, yeah, he's now into politics, and he has been controversial in the past. He's been called a quack, and they're going to say that even more now that he's running for the Senate. But I've been called a quack because I've stood up for natural therapies, and Dr. Oz has a history of getting involved a little bit over his skis in terms of endorsing products based on studies that were too limited or too biased in favor of a positive outcome for some natural interventions, weight loss products and the like. And that's kind of succumbing to the sensationalistic aspect of TV. You got to juice it up a little bit, sex it up a little bit to make your show popular. From what I know, he is an excellent surgeon. I've known him personally. He's guested on my radio program way back when, before he was that famous 20 plus years ago. And he's a good guy. He's an earnest guy. He is what's called a polymath. He's good at whatever he tackles. He tackled surgery. He developed innovations and inventions in surgery. He was a premier heart surgeon. And then he said, well, okay, I'm good at that. Let me tackle TV. And he became an excellent broadcaster. He's got great presence, media presence. And that'll serve him well in his run for Congress. So we wish him well. And he's got great insight on what's going on in the health system in America. And we need more doctors, in my opinion. Less lawyers, more doctors in Congress. Because healthcare is a big problem in America. And we need better solutions. So Godspeed to Dr. Oz and his campaign. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, postnasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, as well as Amazon.com. For a complete list of retailers, visit clear.com. That's XLEAR.com. Staying healthy has never been more important. And Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12, that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health, all in one supplement, providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Stay healthy. Live better.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. Recently, Anthony Fauci has been saying, if you're attacking me, you're attacking science. I'll weigh in on that statement. And Albert Einstein's possible perspective on that in just a moment. But 877-726-8255 gets you into the doctor's office, and we've got a call from Sue. Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I'd like to know if I can eat plain organic yogurt with blueberries on an anti-inflammation diet.
Okay, and what is your goal with the anti-inflammatory diet? You have an inflammatory problem?
Get rid of my arthritis.
Yeah, okay. So what are the ingredients in Greek yogurt? Greek yogurt is, people like it because it's kind of thicker, right? And it's amped up with some, the starting ingredient is pasteurized milk, which then they culture with Acidophilus and Bifidus and Bulgaricus and Thermophilus probiotics. And then they thicken it with whey protein concentrate, which is fine with me. It's not something artificial like carrageenan or some sort of artificial thickener like guar gum. And it's a natural product. It's not adulterated, so that's fine. Then, of course, there are the blueberries, which are definitely anti-inflammatory. The question is whether you might be sensitive to dairy products, and some people do benefit from elimination of some of the common, I wouldn't even use the word allergic foods, but poorly tolerated foods like wheat. Certain grains and dairy products, because they're not natural foods necessarily for adults, although results may vary based on your genetics. In certain parts of the world, dairy products are really foreign, like southern parts of China. On the other hand, in Northern Europe and Scandinavia, dairy products have been used by people for perhaps tens of thousands of years with domestication of animals. So it sounds like this would be fine for you to use. What are some of the other things that you're eliminating that you think are pro-inflammatory?
Well, I've always been on a low-carb, no-sugar diet for years.
That's good.
So I'm really learning what I can eat.
Are you getting off the nightshades, the tomatoes, yeah, eggplant, green
right,
peppers, and so on? You know, that may help in some cases.
Don't eat that.
Right. I think one of the worst aspects of the American diet, in addition to sugar, is lots and lots of refined oils. You know, the soybean oil that you find, okay, in salad dressings, and the corn oil, and, you know, all these omega-6 oils. They shift the balance towards omega-6 dominance over the omega-3s. You want lots of omega-3s, but less omega-6s to tamp down inflammation.
Right.
You don't want a lot of artificial chemicals and ingredients. I think that should be fine. And, you know, recently in a major journal, there's yet another story that vindicates even high-fat dairy as a cause of cardiovascular disease. So I don't think that's going to be bad, and it may even be beneficial for you metabolically. So give it a shot. See if it helps.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Keep enjoying the program. 877-726-8255, our number. And, you know, if you're suffering from numbness, tingling, burning, or pain in your feet and legs, well, it could be caused by something as simple and common as a vitamin B1 deficiency. You don't hear too much about that, but There's a solution for low B1. It's Zobria by Oshare Health. Zobria is a safe, effective, and clinically proven nutritional supplement which contains a high-potency bioactive form of vitamin B1. It's been shown to reverse symptoms caused by low B1 with no side effects. Low B1 can cause your nerve cells in your feet and legs to stop functioning properly. May also contribute to forgetfulness because, hey, there are nerves in your brain. Loss of mental focus, fatigue, and loss of appetite. Restoring proper B1 levels has been shown to reverse those symptoms. You can get Zobria now with new lower pricing, risk-free, by going to Zobria.com or by calling 1-855-ZOBRIA-8. That's Zobria.com or 1-855-962-7428. Get 20% off the new lower price with coupon code Hoffman at checkout, plus free shipping. Can't beat that deal. Zobria.com. Vitamin B1 perfected. Okay, so recently, Anthony Fauci has been saying, and he's repeated this several times. He just did an interview with George Stephanopoulos, and he says, if you're attacking me, you're attacking science. Can any one person really personify science, the entire body of knowledge as we know it? Regardless of what you think of his stewardship of the COVID crisis, and it kind of breaks down along party lines, this should strike you as kind of odd. You know, maybe he's frustrated that his views are being criticized by large segments of the U.S. populace who are restive and, you know, they keep moving the goalposts and changing their minds about things. And he's the spokesperson for this. You know, he's thinking, hey, this is the culmination of an illustrious 50-plus year career in public health. My closing act. And those relentless barbs have got us smart. Why won't people just listen to me? He's thinking. You know, for context, there's long been public distrust of science. Mary Wollstonecraft Shelley, you know who she is? She wrote Frankenstein in 1818. That corresponds with the dawn of the Industrial Age as a cautionary tale about science unmoored from morality. And then came Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde from Robert Louis Stevenson. That was in 1886. And it further amplified the theme of unfettered science. It's a well-worn theme in literature and popular culture. And for good reason, because the societal good and science are not necessarily one and the same. I mean, there's no such thing as unanimity in scientific opinion. It's contrary to the very spirit of research, which emphasizes skepticism, continuous reevaluation, and challenging of dogma, which some people are doing with Fauci. And he's being adamant that he's cornered the market on truth. So for comparison, here are some relevant quotes from the modern age's premier scientist, Albert Einstein. By the way, I went to Einstein Medical School, so Albert Einstein is near and dear to me. I really love the spirit of Einstein because he was a brilliant, brilliant guy. And not just in the realm of science. He had a lot to say about society and philosophy. Here's some quotes. The important thing is not to stop questioning, Einstein says. Curiosity has its own reason for existing. One cannot help but be in awe when he contemplates the mysteries of eternity, of life, of the marvelous structure of reality. It is enough if one tries merely to comprehend a little of this mystery every day. He also said, and this is particularly relevant, in my opinion, it's not right to bring politics into scientific matters, nor should individuals be responsible for the government of the country to which they belong. And then on the subject of scientific truth, he says, it is difficult even to attach a precise meaning to the term scientific truth. Further, he says, unthinking respect for authority is the greatest enemy of truth. And finally, and this should really resonate in 2021, whoever undertakes to set himself up as a judge of truth, with a capital T, and knowledge, is shipwrecked by the laughter of the gods. So I wonder, what would Einstein be saying if he were alive today? 877-726-8255, our number. And here's an item that shows you how far this has gone, you know, with irrational rules. Headline, German euthanasia group says clients must be vaccinated against COVID-19. Wait a minute. These are people who are about to undergo assisted suicide. So why indeed should they be vaccinated against the possibility that they could get COVID? They don't care. They want to die. They've deliberately signed up with the German Euthanasia Association, which has announced that prospective clients will have to comply with the country's 2G rule, where premises can choose to deny entry to those who are not vaccinated or who have recovered from the virus. So their rationale is that in order to prepare someone for euthanasia, you got to get up close and personal with them. So they want to demand that people get vaccinated so that the people administering the euthanasia are not put at risk. I guess maybe something to it. But unfortunately, there's no clear-cut evidence that merely being vaccinated completely reduces the chance that you can transmit COVID. In fact, on the contrary, high levels of viral particles have been found in the nasal passages, even of people who've been vaccinated. They may be less likely to get severe infections and die, but they still can transmit the virus. So, kind of crazy. And in another odd circumstance, in Italy, they've got vaccine mandates, a lot of people refusing, but then they can't do anything. They can't go anywhere. They can't go to restaurants. They can't participate in cultural events. So an ingenious man in northern Italy, or at least he thought he was ingenious, brought a silicone arm to his COVID-19 vaccination site in an attempt to get a green pass without actually getting the vaccine. The green pass is Italy's digital COVID-19 certificate, which allows the holder to enter busy indoor spaces as well as workplaces. This individual arrived at a clinic in Biella, in the Piedmont section of Italy, and was questioned after a healthcare worker who was very astute became immediately suspicious about the color and feel of his arm. It didn't seem like a real arm. Something was amiss. He was asked to show his entire arm, and then he was promptly reported to the Carabinieri, the Italian police, for fraud. So he was busted. It's a little bit like those people, you know, trying to get in the HOV lane with like inflatable dummies, you know, because there's supposed to be at least two or more occupants in the car. And this guy, I don't know, where do you get an inflatable silicone arm? Maybe this is like the new thing, you know, to in order to get a vaccine passport, just kind of pull up your sleeve and show the silicone arm. And won't the air go out, though, when the needle goes in? That could be a problem. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Do you suffer with chronic pain? Are you taking risky over-the-counter or prescription anti-inflammatory drugs? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a better natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, Liquid Turmeric Liposome Complex. Future Farm's liquid turmeric with liposomes and nanotechnology delivers maximum absorption for effective pain relief. Sourced and manufactured in the United States, this product contains 1,600 milligrams of curcumin and powerful antioxidant properties. This plant-based curcumin is used to possibly reduce inflammation, block proteins that trigger swelling, and intercept inflammatory pathways, significantly decreasing inflammatory responses. For more information and order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Don't live with pain when there's an all-natural, science-based remedy that works. myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Do you suffer from numbness, tingling, burning, or pain in your feet and legs? It could be caused by something as simple and common as a vitamin B1 deficiency. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a solution for low B1, Zobria by Oshare Health. Zobri is a safe, effective, and clinically proven nutritional supplement containing a high-potency bioactive form of vitamin B1, which has been shown to reverse symptoms caused by low B1 with no side effects. Low B1 causes your nerve cells in your feet and legs to stop functioning properly, may also contribute to forgetfulness, loss of mental focus, fatigue, and loss of appetite. Restoring proper B1 levels has been shown to reverse these symptoms. You can get Zobria now with new lower pricing, risk-free, by going to ZOBRIA.com. Or by calling 1-855-ZOBRIA-8. That's Zobria.com or 1-855-962-7428. Get 20% off the new lower price with coupon code Hoffman at checkout, plus free shipping. Zobria.com. Vitamin B1 perfected. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. And in a moment, we're going to talk about the relationship between asthma and susceptibility to COVID. And it's kind of an interesting turn of events has occurred in scientific research about that. A lot of people who have asthma think, oh my goodness, I'm a sitting duck for severe COVID. We'll learn more about that in just a moment. But first, let's take one of our calls.
Have they actually done studies on the virus living on surfaces? Anything I find out is no, they haven't. So I'm curious as to how much we should still be concerned about the virus living on food that we buy from the store, groceries, countertops, whatever, so forth. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, you know, good question. And there's so many wrong turns that we've made with COVID. And that's one of them. I remember in the beginning, it was thought that we had to swab surfaces down, and people were ordering from DoorDash and then leaving the food outside so that the virus would expire, and all kinds of disinfectants were used to great harm on people's hands, because it really turns out that technically the virus can survive on surfaces. It's not clear that it is transmissible. Those particles, which technically can be identified after a few hours or even a few days on certain surfaces, actually can transmit the virus. And the virus is primarily transmitted in the air, aerosolized, and that's the mode of transmission via our nasal passages and our respiratory apparatus. It's not even clear that you can swallow the virus. So say somebody got COVID and they cough on your taco that you just ordered, and you eat the taco, are you going to get COVID? Well, the gastrointestinal tract has a lot of protective mechanisms that keep a lot of viruses at bay before they can get into your system. So it attacks the nasal passages first, then gets into the rest of the body, especially if the immune system is weak. And the surface is not a big deal. Now, here's, just as with colds and flus, don't walk outside, touch surfaces like, the pole in the subway, and then pick your nose immediately thereafter, or rub your eye. That's probably a mistake. And, I really changed my habits in that regard, because, I got an itchy eye or something like that. I go, and I'm outside and I don't have a chance to wash my hands. I go, nah. It'll pass, and it usually does. I think you're pointing out something that initially caused actually a lot of harm, because it created undue anxiety. A lot of people have come to see me with terrible chapped hands, and they go, what can I do about this? And I go, well, how many times are you using disinfectant? Oh, I use a disinfectant whenever I, go someplace. I see the little dispenser there. I squirt a little disinfectant on it. When I come home, I put some more disinfectant on it. And these things have harsh chemicals and can be very damaging to the skin. So I've actually cured a lot of people's hand eczema or allergic dermatitis by saying, stop using all that stuff. Just use, Neutrogena or some mild non-disinfectant soap on your hands when you want to wash them. And the problem goes away. 877-726-8255. Okay, surprising relationship between asthma and COVID. Early on, it was thought anybody with asthma, there was a comorbidity, it was thought it would put you in higher risk for severe COVID, because after all, it's a lung problem, and people were dying of COVID because they had to go on ventilators. So if you had weak lungs and asthma, it was thought to be a problem. It turns out that in a recent study, They found that people who have allergic disease, either eczema or dermatitis, and or hay fever and allergic rhinitis, had a 23% lower risk of developing severe COVID than those without atopic disease or asthma. And among those who had atopic disease and asthma, like all of the above, maybe eczema and allergic rhinitis, hay fever, had some asthma, the risk was even lower, 38%. So, whoa, that's an interesting turnaround. Now, there are exceptions to the rule. If you've got very severe chronic bronchitis and you've got what's called COPD and you've got limited lung capacity, yes, that could be a comorbidity. But I remember some people saying, well, oh, you know, I got to know early on when the vaccine was just available for people with who were at high risk. Oh, I got a note from my doctor saying I had asthma, so I was able to be one of the first in line along with, you know, the over 75 people, even though I'm 30 because I have asthma. Well, turns out, no, you're not really at higher risk. In fact, you're at lower risk because you have an over-exuberant immune system. Your immune system is fighting stuff all the time, and that may help to repel the virus. 877-726-8255, our number. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to take a look at the relationship between overeating and cancer. Also, the AMA, the American Medical Association, goes woke in a new guide for how to communicate with patients. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.